It's time for another edition of Rapid Fire Breakdown Style. Here is the slowest rapid fire you've ever expected, but we think you're really going to like it. For more such content, follow us on Instagram at Bialik Breakdown.
Slowest rapid fire ever. Rapid Fire Breakdown Style.
Rapid Fire with Allison Stoner. What was your mother right about?
My mother was right about treating everyone on set and in our day-to-day lives with respect and staying really organized.
I'll take it. What was your father right about?
My father was right about my deeper desires around academia and studying different subjects that he knew were completely dormant in my day-to-day in entertainment, but he trusted that at some point would surface, and they have. And I feel so thankful that he saw core parts of me, even though I didn't get to express them right away.
Wow. Location that promotes your best mental health.
My car. It is the most consistent thing in my life. I've had my car for 11 years, and I've moved how many times and been in so many different settings. Literally, the car is the most stable thing in my life.
I'm not asking you to plug, but I'm just curious. Is it a van? Is it a station wagon? It's a sports car. You ride a scooter. What is it?
I want to know what you think I drive.
I mean, this is the go ahead. You first, JC.
This is so hard. I know that there's someone who's an expert at
Right.
I'm not that. I want to say.
Don't be politically correct.
Just
say
hold
what
on.
You're thinking.
I think it's an SUV.
Could it be a Prius, though?
No.
A hybrid?
I don't think so. I'm going with a small SUV, but I have a bias that I like small SUVs, so I'm projecting.
Here we go. I want her in a Mini Cooper, but the four-door.
I am compact SUV. I'm a Kia Sportage.
Look at that. Nicely done. Okay. Do you have a mantra? Or if you had a mantra, what would it be?
Yes, I have several. One is, I know who I am in truth. I know what I am in truth. I know how I serve in truth. I am here. I am here. I am here. And seek first to understand before expecting to be understood is a quote that governs a lot of my life.
Love it. Who's your best spiritual teacher?
The person in front of me, the experience at hand. And also, I want to give a special shout out to my vocal coach who saw through a lot of the other stuff I was going through as a kid. And he told me that when people ask what he does for a living, he says he's a garbage man because he cleans out the trash in people's lives. And he was a safe place. He was a father figure. He was a beautiful force. In so many ways, he has shaped who I am today. And then, also mentors, Bruce, my therapist, is the bomb. I've been with her, oh my gosh, probably more years than I haven't at this point. Shout out to also consistency, my therapist and my car.
What's been your moment of best intuition?
I have way more of those now than I ever did. I have this, I think, sensibility for observing what's happening societally and in media and knowing when to share parts of my narrative for maximal social impact.
Wow, that's a superpower.
Well, it's, you study, right? You study the game and everything. And then it's because I'm not just sharing my story for my own catharsis. It's how does this translate to something purposeful? So I feel, thankfully, that coming out and sharing my essay on my sexuality was just the right time. And of course, this is all my team contributing to the effectiveness and everything. But then also, when I did the VMAs with Missy, I was able to write an op-ed for Rolling Stone and talk about how meditation helped make that moment possible. And then coming forward with Toddler to Trainwreck Pipeline, it conveniently followed Britney's documentary and Demi's documentary, both of which I had no idea were going to be released. So yeah, I feel like I've got a finger on the pulse with that. And hopefully there's a couple more meaningful contributions.
Couple more pulses. Last question in our non-rapid fire. Who are you most competitive with?
The easy answer is myself.
That is the easy answer, isn't it?
Everyone
gives that answer. Is there a harder answer?
Well, there's an answer that will give you a little shade of my shadow.
I want to know a shade of your shadow.
Yeah. So I would say when I'm in a room full of academics, because I didn't have a traditional education, it was very spotty at best. I feel very, you know, I question my intellect. I feel very insecure, less now than before, but I find that it really amplifies my competitive edge of like, okay, I need to absorb, you know, more knowledge. I need to get some peer-reviewed journals under my name. Like, you know, so yeah, I think in the areas that I feel deficient, I'm probably still more competitive.
That's a legit answer.
That's a great answer. I think we should expect nothing less.
I think we should start asking people instead of who they're competitive with. Like, because what we're trying to do is get that shadow. We're trying to get like that piece.
I want someone to come on, and when I say who are you most competitive with, I want them to say this guy.
No one knows me. No one knows I exist.
Allison Stoner, you are just like, you're a really, she's like a magical creature.
That was rapid fire breakdown style.
It's Maya Bialik's breakdown. She's gonna break it down for you. She's got a neuroscience PhD or two.
One fiction, one
fact. And now she's gonna break down. It's a breakdown. She's gonna break it down.